All of us have the experience of waiting in life. We wait for things from the time that we're very little. And in childhood, waiting is something that is accepted with a sense of expectancy and anticipation and hope, because there's trust in life, in the expectation that life will bring things that are good. And a lot of that confidence comes from relationship with one's family and one's parents, that there's a feeling of being given to, nourished, guided, protected. This, of course, is not always the case, but it's most of the time the case. So, somewhere along the way, we develop a need to be not dependent on others, but to operate to get for ourselves what we want or need in life. And we stop waiting for someone to bestow it upon us or give it to us, as we do when we're children. And in that progression is the development of the ego that needs to be able to manage life in a way that accomplishes one's aims through one's own effort. So a sense of competence and a sense of success often comes when we can bring to ourselves or get for ourselves what we want, and then life seems to be satisfying. But when, as it often happens, we can't do that, there are things we want or need that we can't bring to ourselves or get for ourselves, then there's a sense of helplessness that develops, sometimes a sense of frustration, sometimes a sense of anger. And we're in the predicament of not being a child of our parents and not being able to manage as we would hope to manage as adults in the world. In this place of not being able to get or obtain or bring to ourselves what we would wish, the inner being has to reach for resources that may not be present to the conscious self, resources that have to do with trust in life, resources that have to do with an essential sense of the goodness of life. Sometimes these resources don't feel immediately available because our faith has been damaged or muted, or we have not remembered it in this lifetime. And so when we are waiting and feeling helpless to bring to ourselves what we want or need, we look around inside ourselves and say, where is it that I can place my trust if it's not in myself? Where is it? And this becomes especially poignant when what is waited for is very important, when it is central to one's life. So the experience of waiting then, especially when it concerns very important things, presents this question to consciousness about what is trustworthy in life and what is it that life can bring to the self that can't bring it for oneself. In this sense, all waiting creates a pathway into deepening of faith, into a deepening of trust, and into a deeper relationship with God. Because even though one might not use the word God, one might use the word life, there is the sense of needing to reach inside the self and see where it is that trust and hope can be placed in the presence of helplessness. Waiting, obviously, is about helplessness to a certain degree, because if we weren't helpless, we would produce or manifest what we wanted right away in the moment. So waiting contains the helplessness that many wish to avoid and that many fear. But in the presence of that helplessness, it creates a spiritual opening, or a potential spiritual opening, the opening to find within the self the resources with which to wait. And so, although waiting is difficult for the ego self that wants to manage and control things, especially things that feel critical, the soul becomes more connected with the embodied self through the experience of waiting, and especially so when that experience is connected with conscious surrender. Because one can wait clearly with a sense of frustration and dismay and distress and irritation and apprehension. Those can all be parts of not knowing how something can turn out. But it's also possible to wait with a sense of peace, of surrender, and of knowing that life or God, by whatever name we call God, will bring what is best for the self. We don't all the time know this, and in critical situations, it often becomes difficult in the presence of pain and in the presence of helplessness to know that life and God will bring to the self what is best for the self. But waiting creates this need to reach for that understanding, to reach for that truth. And since it is a truth that exists in the soul, because the soul that is part of the divine wholeness knows that God is goodness, and God manifesting in life will bring, in all situations, will unfold that which works for the highest good, the soul knows that. And so the embodied self that reaches for that has the possibility of connecting more deeply with hope and trust. Nevertheless, this is still a difficult situation for those who feel to some degree separated from their soul consciousness. And so it becomes a test of faith, a test of hope, a test of trust, to wait with the expectation that no matter what the outcome will be of waiting, it will bring to the self what is best and in the highest good, no matter what the outcome of waiting. And so in this experience, there is the possibility of forming a much deeper relationship with the divine oneness, the divine wholeness that manifests in life as that which evolves all things into their higher self, all things, all people, all beings. This is not a reason to pursue situations in which one has to wait for a long time, but it is a reason to accept those situations which exist and to know that often they're instructive. They bring to consciousness this deepening, this questioning, this groping that allows one to develop in the presence of the hardship of waiting a deeper connection with one's spiritual self. Human beings are not made to seek pain or to desire it to continue. We are made to wish pain to end. Nevertheless, in the presence of pain, one can feel at peace depending on the way in which it is held. Pain can exist, the pain of waiting can exist, and a sense of peace can coexist when the connection with the larger self is made, and it becomes apparent to the conscious self, to you consciously, that all is held in God, including waiting, including feeling helpless, including not knowing what the outcome of a situation will be. All is held in God, and the outcome, however it appears to the ego self, is always manifesting God's presence in the unfoldment of who you are. Among the many experiences of life that create spiritual deepening while presenting the embodied self with hardship, Waiting is one of the key experiences that does this. And in the presence of that hardship, it allows each soul to deepen its relationship, its embodied relationship with the divine wholeness, and also to anchor light in the self, in the embodied self, and upon the earth. Because what you embody within yourself, you also bring to the earth, and you also bring to others. So the experience of waiting in faithfulness, waiting in trust, allows you to bring God's presence more fully into your embodiment for the benefit of yourself, for the benefit of the earth, for the benefit of all beings. May all who wait come to understand the existence of the divine presence, even in the presence of helplessness. May all who wait feel a sense of peace while the waiting continues, and know that whatever the outcome, they are safely held in God and in God's loving embrace. Thank you for joining me in this podcast, and I look forward to being with you again next time.